welcome. Welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
Hello, I'm Sherman Moore, and I am co-founder and chief operating officer of Shared Spirits and Liquid to Lips Marketing, and recently started a firm called Over 50 Pros to serve professionals over 50 making transitions in their work life.
All righty, let's start with your background a little bit. Let's get to find out from you just talking in the green room a moment ago. You told me you moved from Nashville to South Carolina, so let's get a little history back before that.
Sure. I was in Nashville basically as a career move. When I was far younger, I'd been in the mortgage business for numerous years, moved to Nashville in 1990, still in that industry, stayed in that industry for a good while longer. And then right before the financial crisis, 2002, 2001, made a move to marketing and technology and have been in that space ever since. Started Shared Spirits in Nashville in the mid 2010s. It was a concept of way ahead of its time, and we storyboarded for years as my partners and I worked other jobs. Through COVID, we're suspended from that work for the most part. We deal with a lot of restaurants in that business, and they were shut down during COVID. So we used that opportunity to make a quick pivot, and I started a promo agency in the wine space and spirit space, where we literally take those people across the country, those brand ambassadors, and staff them in retail settings that many of your listeners are used to hearing about, and do samplings and work like that. And over the next few years, that business grew substantially. And through the course of that work, we ended up relaunching the Shared Spirits app. And we're in about 50 locations in Nashville, growing across the country now. And the demo agency grew to a nationwide organization. And we're having great fun with it. It's a lot of work. We did about 1,700 events last year. And this year should be every bit as good. So contrary to what people are being told for us around the wine industry, it certainly has its issues, but there are still a lot of people drinking wine.
Oh, of course. Of course. So now, back when you were you were storyboarding that, what inspired that? Was there something that you noticed was a hole in the market, or was there something that you thought I could do better, or were you reinventing something new?
I tell you, it's the master of pivots for us. Our Shared Spirits app literally is one where we have to have restaurant involvement. We onboard their alcohol bev program, and it becomes easy to buy, share, and redeem spirits, wine, and beer from the restaurant, all via mobile. Basically, it's like a Venmo for cocktails. And in COVID, that business was shut down for a few months. We couldn't get into restaurants because they were closed. So what did open up, because they were deemed essential, were retail spirits and wine stores. So we had connections in the industry. My partner was with a distributor for several years, and I pivoted from running the technology to growing a promo agency, because we could still do business with suppliers and brand owners by sampling their stuff in retail stores. So much like anything that happens in business, it was a real pivot forced on us by things outside of our control. And much like we all have to do on occasion, when life throws us a curveball, we can swing at it. And occasionally we connect, and we connected on the promo work and through trial and error and a lot of help from people in the industry who helped us out. Yeah. We ended up growing a nationwide company out of that.
In our next episode, when you go to a restaurant, how does a winery get their wine on that menu?
That's where wine is generally trialed first. It's generally discovered first at restaurants.
A person goes into a nice restaurant and they sit down and they see the wine list, or they go into, you know, Total Wines and More. You know, Total Wines and More has got an inventory of 1,000 wines in the building. And you go to the restaurant and there's only 5 or 6 or 10 or whatever the number may be. How does that get culled down? Is it all particular relationships, or is that where you come involved on the promo aspect?
That's such a great question. For the most part, wine brands are still in great part built in the restaurant community. That's where wine is generally trialed first. It's generally discovered first at restaurants. It's what we do at the retail level, and our Shared Spirits app is built around working with restaurants and suppliers on the restaurant level. But on the retail side, the connection there is slightly different. We deal with suppliers who just really want to deliver volume and support to their retailers. So if they can introduce it to new customers, that's all the better. But it's really about supporting that retail relationship. So it's very much a relationship scenario. The distributor has placed that product in the stores, and they hire companies like ours on the supplier side to send our people in and just really sell as many of those bottles during a 3-hour period as absolutely possible. And when that happens, that support is recognized by the stores and they continue to purchase those cases. So if you've seen wines that you like at retailers that you patronize and you've seen those products continue to be there over time, it's a function of the support they get in pricing, in sampling, and in really basic support from the supplier and the distributors.
And it's got to be competitive nowadays just because analytics are at our fingertips. They can tell at the end of the day how much product they're moving. I don't know if it's quite that instantaneous, but stuff doesn't sit very long if it doesn't move.
There's technology in place now for us that literally delivers in almost real time the very cocktail wine by the glass or draft of beer is sold at the POS level at a restaurant now.
Wow.
So we are getting very close to being able, for a distributor and a supplier, it's a little tougher on the retail side because those POS systems aren't feeding directly into the software that are used by distributors yet. So it's a little bit of a delay, but you were very right. It is close to being able to know in real time. Our brand ambassadors can go to a store after, go to the management after they're sampling for 3 hours and know exactly how many bottles were moved during that 3 hours. When we send our people in to do what are called activations for wine and spirits brands, then our people are indeed trained on how to do that. So you can imagine a wine supplier sending us in for a demo or an education event at a restaurant where, you know, we've got an allotment of 100 glasses to customers that night, just as complimentary. There's so much money invested, and people don't understand the complexities behind getting a product demonstrated, do they? No. It is quite complicated when you get right down to it.
And we're all kind of, I hate to generalize, but we're all kind of stuck in our ways. And, you know, I'll go to Cheesecake Factory. You know,
that would be one.
Yeah, they've got 100 selections, and I come back to, I'll have a hamburger, a cheeseburger, and, you know, something.
Interesting. First of all, when you do work with a supplier, they have realistic expectations. When I say supplier, I'm meaning a brand owner of any kind. They have realistic expectations. Typically, if the price point is a moderate price point for a bottle of wine, we have people that'll move anywhere from 12 to 36 bottles during a 3-hour period. Depends on the foot traffic. And that's not a real challenge. With spirits, it's a little different. Maybe 8 to 12 bottles of vodka is a good outing. But what is so interesting about all this is it all depends on the store and the experience people want to have. There are certain stores in Texas where there are literal wine somms for us who run the wine department in the grocery stores. Wow. No amateurs. And then there are other stores that basically have a beverage director that's responsible for placement of everything from soda to tea to water to wine. And there's no specialization there. So we see it all up and down the map. And when we're dealing with stores that really want their wine menu, their wine offerings, you know, really high level, really high end, we're sampling bottles on occasion that are retailing at a grocery store for $50 to $80 to $90 a bottle. And you think about the cost of that sampling and the expertise that's needed to try to move those bottles. Those are the challenges.
Yeah.
You know, when you're selling that approachable $12 to $15 bottle of wine at a store, those are almost impulse buys. And if somebody were going to buy a white that night and you sample the white that you've got and they like it, they'll give it a flyer. It's a different decision tree when you're selling an $80 bottle of wine. What you're doing is really you're laying evidence to the fact that when you go to that restaurant, you're there for an experience. you're not there just because the filet is great. You're there because it's an entirety of the experience. When I go to Hall's Chop House, we'll do a little name dropping. When I go to Hall's in Charleston, there's a Manhattan that I'm going to get there. And if I don't have that Manhattan, my experience is just not the same.
The Shared Spirits, you said it's an app, right?
Yes, it is currently a web app, and it's literally sharedspirits.com. And I'd love to spend a couple of minutes telling you what we built there for us. It is so exciting. So revolutionary.
Sharedspirits.com, S-H-A-R-E-D, spirits, plural.com. And so you zoom to that website and tell me what happens. You create an account, and then where do we go from there?
You do create an account, and what you'll be automatically defaulted to is a list, what we call the discovery screen. It's a list of restaurants with their icons, their logos. Most of those are all listed in Nashville right now because that's where we launched. We've got some locations in the Space Coast of Florida, and soon opening up the Dallas Metroplex area, and basically all over the country, wherever there are great bars that can be referred in. And we've got a really significant growth plan there. But what happens, you get your account. Let's just pretend you're making one of your trips to Nashville for us, and I happen to know about it.
Okay.
Based on your trip to Nashville, I could go into our technology, find a location that may be in proximity to the hotel that you're going to be staying, or someplace I know you're going to be. I pick a drink that's offered on our digital menu, do an in-app purchase, include your phone number in the transaction. I click pay. You receive a text, and that text tells you that Sherman's purchased a drink for you. Enjoy it. Click here to log in and find out what it is. And when you click that link and have an account, first you'd create an account if you needed to, but if you already had one, you'd click that link and you'd see that drink literally in your inventory, in your wallet, your Shared Spirits wallet. When you go to the restaurant, you click on the redeem screen, show them the drink, they prepare it for you. You click a little button, it sends us a server call, and we know it's time to pay the bar.
Wow.
So literally Venmo for cocktails.
Yeah.
You know, when you click on that restaurant icon and you see that they've got a Manhattan, an old fashioned, three or four cocktails, two or three wines, a couple of beers.
This is an awesome touch just from the aspect of if my wife says she's going to go to the casino, one of her friends will say, you know, hey, here's $20. Next time you go, you know, see what happens. And, you know, of course, the $20 never wins, never wins, even though it might have paid off, but it never wins. In this instance, you know that when you buy the drink, they're getting the drink.
That is absolutely correct. And we know who receives that drink credit. We know when they redeemed it, if they redeemed it, where they redeemed it. You can imagine this data that spun off, how important ultimately it will end up being for the suppliers that sponsor these programs on occasion. And it will become incredibly important for the restaurant operators. You know, they already have the ability to go in and see, oh my goodness, I've got 50 pending customers who've received drinks from our patrons. And we have the ability to market to those customers, reminding them to go in and redeem their drink. Also, if they can't redeem it, let's say they came to Nashville and didn't get to the restaurant, just to use you as a continual example, you're free to forward that drink to somebody else you may know.
So
as long as that individual's 21 and is of age, you can forward them the drink that you may have in inventory. We also have the ability to build campaigns such that we can deploy, you know, 100, 200 drinks on behalf of a brand or a restaurant. And those can go out through patrons, influencers, ambassadors, GMs, distributor reps, supplier reps. Anybody who is deemed as important in the campaign has the ability to, you know, be given 5 or 10 of those drinks at a time. And we can measure the effectiveness of how well they shared those drinks, you know, how they'll end up actually being redeemed. And if the campaign doesn't see a lot of uptake, the supplier doesn't lose their invested dollars. They're just used for a subsequent campaign. One of the things we'll be emphasizing in Nashville very soon is the We call it kind of the working model right now is a party pack. You recall in Nashville, and this occurs in many cities now, but in Nashville, it's such a destination place for bachelorettes. So you can imagine the party packs that will come together, you know, for that crew of eight girls who are coming to Nashville, and their associated contacts and connections can take part in purchasing their pub crawls through town. So, the opportunities are pretty endless around what we've built. It's been a very complicated project, and one that, you know, if it were easy, anybody would do it.
Yep.
But it's really coming along well.
A lot of logistics going on in the background on it.
It's beginning to be equal parts now. Initially, I got to be really candid. Before COVID, we were having trouble getting people to understand any of it, the concept itself, the ability to digitize a drink menu and then make that viable, shareable, and redeemable was a foreign concept. And nobody really understood. They just couldn't visualize it. So after COVID, interestingly enough, one of our key restaurant partners came to us out of the blue and he said, look, I just got back from a conference. COVID has delivered customers via mobile in ways we never dreamt. We're ready for your app. And it was literally daylight and dark for us. The difference between the scales coming off people's eyes after COVID was a result of how dependent on our mobiles we became. QR code scans, you remember those in all the restaurants?
Yep.
People became just really, the barriers came down. So now people are willing to open an account to do a transaction on their mobile when 5 years ago, they were just getting adopted to that. Yeah. Instacart made it all possible. DoorDash, Uber Eats, all of those people kind of paved the way where when I share with somebody the ability to purchase a drink, send it to somebody, and they redeem it someplace, that's not a foreign concept to them anymore.
Yeah, I don't carry a wallet anymore. It's everything is on my phone. Exactly. All the transactions and stuff.
Yes. Just,
and in fact, if I'm on the desktop computer, I'm like, man, I got to go get my credit card to put it in online. I want to do it on my phone. Tell me about the design of the backside on the fonts and the correspondence that you have with the customer who doesn't know that they get a text message and they don't know that this person has bought their drink. What's the presentation like that?
Yeah. That's a great question. What happens, at least at this point, and soon this will change, but at this point right now, I'll be buying you one. So you're gonna see, and if you don't ever get to Nashville and use it, no big deal. You just forward it to somebody, but I'm gonna buy you a drink. And what you're gonna find is that it says Sherman has purchased blank, blank, blank. Click here to enjoy. It's gonna be some message. We can customize it in the app when we purchase it, but my name is referenced. So you purchase somebody a drink, your name is at least mentioned. Right now, the telephone number that people see is not one they're familiar with. It's a corporate number behind the scenes. What will happen in one of our next builds is that your number will be masked if you choose to, such that it is replicated. And while you're not actually texting from your phone, it will be made to look like your phone numbers delivered the text. That way people will know, okay, that's Forrest's number.
This is legit.
I better check this out.
Yeah.
Whereas right now they see your name, and we're not having any trouble with people opening their text because people tend to respond to text, especially if they think it's a name they recognize. Sometimes it does help when people are very skittish about their security. I'll text them ahead of time and say, hey, keep on the lookout. I just sent you some. Okay, cool. You know, that kind of thing. Right now, it's all built as what's known as a progressive web app.
Okay.
So it plays on any device. You can do it on your laptop or on your mini, your Mac mini or anything, your phone. We'll have a native app built. We started in this world as a native app, and then we built it as a progressive web app in this most recent design. And what we've learned is that we'll probably go back to the true native downloadable app, but you won't see it in the app stores at this point. It's simply sharedspirits.com, and everything works perfectly right on your phone, as though it is helpful to save it to your home screen.
Yep.
I don't know how many listeners know how to do that, but there's always a little toggle you can make. that allows you to save the icon to your home screen. And once you do that, it works just like any app on your phone. You know, we also feel, as it relates to your audience, Forrest, we feel confident that our technology could be extremely useful in helping wineries drive foot traffic to their tasting rooms as well.
There you go.
We've not approached that market yet because we've been working with restaurant partners. But in those tasting rooms where they can sell bottles or can sell glasses, we feel confident our tech could help drive foot traffic to those as well.
Oh, yeah, I could see a market for that because I went on a wine tour with my wife, and that's where I proposed, was at the end of the wine tour. And if my friends, obviously friends and family, knew, except for my wife, that I was going to propose to her, I could see them, you know, buying me a bottle of wine at the end of the tour and going, hey, I've just bought you wine from the winery that you proposed to your wife at.
You might have had a whole case to take home with you.
I've got some pretty cheap friends, so they might have combined for a couple of bottles. Yeah, that kind of goes to my next question. But yeah, is that I can see this technology and this going and branching out once.
What we're doing in the Middle Tennessee market, we're heavy users of digital signage there. People see and are exposed to us through a lot of social work. We have social media work. We have a very significant partner who's a nationwide marketing agency who's a part of our company. And so the languaging around all this has gotten really mature. My partners and I will be the first to admit that we're approachable. It's not as difficult as it once was because people buy digital gifts for people all the time. They do it on Amazon. They do it on Starbucks. They do it anywhere. In many cases, you can gift somebody a DoorDash credit or an Uber Eats credit nowadays very easily. So the industry continues to evolve, and it's getting less complex than it was before.
If a winery or a distributor or whoever is listening right now and wants to reach out to you, what do they just go to Sherman at?
They could go to Sherman at sharedspirits.com, or they could literally go to sharedspirits.com and see a link or two where they can communicate with us on there as well.
The cost? You want to mention the cost or no? Go ahead.
The cost is free. It's free to consumers and free to restaurants. Our revenue model really is surrounding, ultimately, the data play one of these days. And in the near term, the suppliers who fund campaigns that allow us to distribute drink credits on their behalf and that are redeemable at their restaurant partners. So those supplier plays are a real anchor part of our business. We do have upgrades for our restaurant partners as part of our monetization model where, you know, in return for a certain subscription, they end up with a certain number of drink credits they can deploy out on their own.
Okay.
Choosing their own influencers, their own ambassadors, their own key patrons. You know, I was at a restaurant, I'll never forget this, here a few months back, and I asked one of the bartenders, I said, I'm just curious, last year, what was your biggest spender here at the bar? Do you have any idea what your biggest one or two spenders might have dropped? And without hesitation, he said, yeah, it was about $22,000. That was one person buying wine and cocktails for he and his friends through the year. We tease sometimes about how tough the business is, but the reality is there's a lot of good graces still around the business. It's still a very strong environment. And recessionary times, if they were to, God forbid, come, don't bode poorly for the spirits and wine space. It's relatively solid through those times as well.
At the beginning of the interview, you mentioned not only Shared Spirits, but an over 50 program. I'll let you bend our ear a little bit about that before we wrap everything up.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'll dive right in. I won't take too long. Over the course of the last few years, running the promo agency serving spirits and wine brands, the average age of our ambassador was 53 years old. Our best ones were in their 60s and 70s. I became familiar with the role gig work played and contract work played for the over 50 professional, especially those in transition or those who might not have been able to save the money they anticipated. I began to develop a real passion for those folks and Over 50 Pros is really an extension of the experience I've had in the spirits and wine space, where I am looking to deliver information, resources, and inspiration to people over 50 who know they need to make a transition and just aren't sure what to do. So that's what Over 50 Pros is all about, but it certainly had its roots in running the promo agency. It's a huge percentage. About 35% of the gig work that's done in the United States is done by people over 50 right now. And people wouldn't really realize it. But as you've learned, about half the people I've worked with in this category over the years do it for the same reasons you do. Yeah. It's fun money.
Yeah.
It's a way to stay engaged. It's a way to have great conversations. I love it. They're the most mentally healthy people I know. Because they're keeping things in their life to keep life interesting. It's interesting. I work with this crowd because I enjoy it. I don't have to hold their hand. I don't have to explain what needs to be done. I don't have to babysit.
Yeah.
And they don't stay on their phones for 3 hours at a time at a store. I'm really committed to doing is helping people over 50 understand their experience is worth money. We just have to learn a new narrative around how to deliver those outcomes in ways that employers will continue to hire.
Give us all the details on the contact for you, contact for the website, maybe some social media. It's all yours for the next 20 seconds. Let her rip.
Very good. Sherman@sharedspirits.com is the best email to use to reach out to me. Technology is found at sharedspirits.com. It's very easy. And then all of our socials are also Shared Spirits. So feel free to give us a follow, and I'll be glad to answer any questions for anybody who wants to reach out.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Sir Sherman, for taking the time.
Forrest, it's been a pleasure. I really admire your work and the pod you've been doing. I listened to several episodes, and let's stay connected. I enjoy the time.
Thank you, Sherman. If you get a chance, check out the two websites, sharedspirits.com and his newest venture, helping those over 50 years of age with income. Owning your income is no longer optional. It's survival. The website is over50pros.com. Over the number 50, 50pros.com.